From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has raided the office of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Agents seized documents, including those related to Trump's alleged affair with an adult film star, according to the New York Times newspaper. The Times reported the agents seized communications between Cohen and Trump. Cohen paid the actress Stormy Daniels $130,000 in the days before the 2016 presidential election to keep quiet about an affair she allegedly had with Trump. Trump has said he was unaware of the payment, which some legal experts believe may have been an illegal campaign contribution. President Trump has again condemned the suspected poison gas attack in Syria, calling it heinous.
We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else, and we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours.
The president, speaking at the White House on Monday, promising to find out who is responsible for the attack on Saturday that reportedly killed at least 40 people. The United Nations Security Council is meeting Monday about the attack after multiple countries demanded an urgent session. South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. He's accused of accepting $10 million in bribes from South Korea's spy agency and the large electronics company Samsung. Prosecutors also say Lee embezzled $33 million from a private company he owned. Lee denies any wrongdoing. He says the charges are political. This is VOA News. President Trump said Monday the U.S. economy will be much stronger after his administration renegotiates trade agreements with China.
When we do a deal with China, which probably we will, if we don't, they'll have to pay pretty high taxes to do business with our country. That's a possibility.
The U.S. and China have threatened each other with tens of billions of dollars worth of tariffs in recent days. Chinese officials have said this is not the time for negotiations. About 40,000 Africans who arrived in Israel from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan during the past decade face an uncertain future. Israel has resumed efforts to deport them. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Most of the migrants arrived in Israel from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan during the past decade. Teklit Mikhael, a 29-year-old asylum seeker from Eritrea, says he does not know where he can work legally, he does not have a permanent place to live, and he fears being deported or thrown in jail. Some Israelis blame the migrants for rising crime and poverty in South Tel Aviv and accuse them of threatening the Jewish character of the state. So the government is trying to revive a plan to send them to a third country in Africa after Uganda backed out of a deal to take them in because it could not guarantee their safety. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hungary's ruling Fidesz party says it will seek to limit the ability of civic groups to help migrants. The announcement was made a day after Prime Minister Viktor Orban won an overwhelming election victory on an anti-migration or anti-migrant platform. He had warned that Muslim migration is like a rust that slowly but surely would consume Hungary. Party officials say Parliament will consider new laws targeting advocates for migrants and refugees as early as May, when it reconvenes. The social media giant Facebook is starting to notify tens of millions of its users that their personal data was harvested without their knowledge by a British voter profiling company that Donald Trump's campaign hired to target likely supporters in 2016. On the public broadcasting system, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg apologized for the breach.
Well, we made big mistakes, and we know that.
Facebook believes that most of the affected users are in the United States. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B, pop,